Jews in Italy survived the war at a higher rate than anywhere under Axis rule, save Denmark. And Jews in Italian-controlled areas of Europe fared almost as well. Mussolini actually sent Italian troops into harm's way to save Jewish lives. Francisco Franco, allegedly a quintessential fascist dictator, also refused Hitler's demand to hand over Spanish Jews, saving tens of thousands of Jews from extermination. It was Franco who signed the document abrogating the 1492 Edict of Expulsion of the Jews from Spain. Meanwhile, the supposedly liberal French and Dutch eagerly cooperated with the Nazi deportation program. At this point, I need to make a few statements of a kind that should be obvious but are necessary in order to prevent any possibility of being misunderstood or having my argument distorted by hostile critics. I love this country and have tremendous faith in its goodness and decency. Under no circumstances can I imagine a fascist regime like that of the Nazis coming to power here, let alone an event like the Holocaust. This is because Americans, all Americans, liberals, conservatives, and independents, blacks, whites, Hispanics, and Asians, are shaped by a liberal, democratic, and egalitarian culture strong enough to resist any such totalitarian temptations. So no, I do not think liberals are evil, villainous, or bigoted in the sense that typical Nazi comparisons suggest. The right-wing shtick of calling Hillary Clinton Hitlery is no less sophomoric than the constant drumbeat of Bush-Hitler nonsense one finds on the left. The Americans who cheered for Mussolini in the 1920s cannot be held to account for what Hitler did nearly two decades later. And liberals today are not responsible for what their intellectual forefathers believed, though they should account for it. But at the same time, Hitler's crimes do not erase the similarities between progressivism, now called liberalism, and the ideologies and attitudes that brought Mussolini and Hitler to power. For example, it has long been known that the Nazis were economic populists, heavily influenced by the same ideas that motivated American and British populists. And while too often downplayed by liberal historians, American populism had a strong anti-Semitic and conspiratorial streak. A typical cartoon in a populist publication depicted the world grasped in the tentacles of an octopus sitting atop the British Isles. The octopus was labeled Rothschild. An Associated Press reporter noted of the 1896 populist convention the extraordinary hatred of the Jewish race on display.